Motion that the adjournment of motion at adjournment time, the Honorable Nizam Kariappa. You have 12 minutes.
10 minutes, thank you. Honorable Deputy Speaker, I rise today to make a proposal to constitute a select committee on the administration of justice. There is a growing public concern regarding the administration of justice, leading to a loss of confidence in the key institutions responsible for upholding the rule of law. The primary institutions involved in this process include the police, the main investigating authority, the Attorney General Department as the main prosecuting office, and the judiciary, which ensures the implementation of justice. Additionally, there are other essential institutions such as Government Analysis Department, the Bar Association, the prison authorities. They all play a crucial role in this framework. At present, there is a lack of understanding regarding the respective functions of these institutions, not only among the public but also among the parliamentarians, resulting in misunderstanding and misgiving. Many of these institutions, Deputy Speaker, suffers from severe resource constraints, including the shortage of officers, particularly within the Attorney General's Department. Furthermore, there is a significant lack of senior experienced professionals in the field, as many leave in search of a better career prospect. Recently, I happened to meet some of the officers, of my former officers, of the Attorney General Department and other officers. They were all talking about going out for the better careers. And that's going to be a bit of a problem for us. Compounding these challenges, Deputy Speaker, public trust in this institution have been undermined, especially the delay in the justice process. That's the biggest problem. We call it justice delayed, justice denied. And you know very well there are a number of cases filed particular year and the number of cases that is disposed in a particular year. I think Justice Minister knows about them. It must match. If it doesn't match, we'll end up having a big backlog of cases. Now, for an example, in Singapore, it always matches. Sometimes it's better efficient. There are more disposal than the cases that is filed for a particular year. Now, Member of Parliament often make pronouncements targeting these institutions, possibly to appease their electorate. We can't help it. That happens. There's a dangerous trend that further erodes the credibility and weakens the justice system. It is in this context I propose a select committee on the administration of justice with an objective of preparing a report for implementation of the following matters, among others that may be included later. Expediting pending criminal cases, huge number of backlog. Exploring ways to accelerate the resolution of pending criminal cases within the framework of existing criminal procedure code of criminal procedure. Then, fast-tracking investigation and indictment. Now, ensuring prompt investigation and filing indictment in major crimes that have shocked the public. Now, I'll say including, I just mentioned earlier also, now central bank bond scam, 10 years. The murder of Dinesh Shafter, 2022. Masterminds behind the Acer Sunday attack, 2019. And then underworld-related shootings. Now, we are talking about enhancing the trial efficiency. Now, developing more effective mechanism for filing indictments and charge sheets is essential to ensure the timely trial conclusions. For an instance, under the amendment of the Criminal Procedure Code, I think Justice Minister is aware, in 2013 and 22, the Attorney General has the authority for a direct indictment. So do you dispense with the non-summary prosecution procedure? And also a special jury. Honorable Justice Minister, there is a provision brought in 2022. For the first time, the Attorney General can ask for the jury. Deputy Speaker, it's only the accused have the right generally that I should be tried by my peer, asking for the jury. But now the Attorney General can ask. Now I'll tell you why the importance of an Attorney General asking for the jury. Now when the Attorney General say for an example, Deputy Speaker, a murder that took place with the shocking the public, he will never be able to get out of a jury trial when it was tried by people ordinary people of seven will sit in that jury. They have no chance of getting out of that conviction. So that will also bring the people as in a, into the judicial system. Now I have a good example. I in the department has prosecuted in Badulla High Court and before Justice Vigneshwaran, who subsequently came here. Within 5 days I concluded. It was at midnight, so evening, night, 8 o'clock when we concluded. The 5 day the trial is over. Then as a defense, I have only done a one jury trial in Jaffna before Justice Ellen Chalian, who just retired. Honorable Justice Minister, we started on Monday. Every day we worked till 8 o'clock. You know, the juries are there. You can't get out of it. Saturday night, 10 o'clock, matter over. Within 8, 9, 10 days, maximum is over. This is what the people is expecting. So there is a provisions. So I am saying engaging specialists. Facility is engagement the specialist either through the hiring or obtaining honorary service. I think there are so many people are willing to give their services on honorary basis, especially for this government, to assist the investigation and the preparation of charges and indictment. We have to have it. Otherwise, Attorney General will not be able to cope up with this amount of black cloth that they are having. Then establishing provincial level prosecuting officers. Now, integrating police legal divisions and the Attorney General Department at the provincial level, additionally providing an ad hoc financial provisions to recruit temporary state counsel at the senior level, at the provinces, you can retain retired high court judges. You can retain some retired state councils who will work at the provincial level so that they need not send the documents, files for the advice file to the Attorney General. There are more than, I think, huge number of advice files pending in the Attorney General's department. So that's what I'm saying. Let's have a committee to crucially to restoring the public confidence in the justice system and ensuring its efficiency and effective function. I urge this House to consider this motion seriously and appoint a select committee. Now, you know, Deputy Speaker, now when the select committee is there, the select committee can call the Attorney General, officers from the judiciary, officers from the government analyst department, and ask them why this happened, why you are not filed. Because then, I am sure even the Attorney General can be summoned. So there is an official, transparent method of asking these questions. We have to go into this matter, one day or another. And also, I want to say now, we have, I think Dr., I must mention, there are so many people within the government who can serve in this expert committee. Now, I can mention one name, Honorable Kaushalya Ariratnam. She's a very renowned, accepted person in the legal profession. There are so many backbenchers who wanted to do some work. We'll work day and night. So I urge that there's nothing politics in it because we are worried. We have to restore the system, the confidence in the administration of justice. So I urge this House to consider an appointing a special select committee to go into this matter. Thank you very much.